Good morning, Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. A little bit of background noise today, some machinery on the street. The DPW is doing some work, doing some crack sealing in preparation for chip sealing the side street. It's part of their ongoing maintenance program by sealing the crack, which they had done actually a few years ago. Then they redo it before they do the what they call the chip seal. So they fill the cracks, then they put effectively a sealant over the entire surface, along with some small tiny stones, little chips, and that chip seal effectively creates another layer, hopefully keeps the water away from the cracks, which have now been sealed, so that the surface will shed the water down the drains, down the storm drains, etc., and better handle the water rather than allowing it to seep in, creating a crack. Especially in the wintertime, it'll freeze, break open, form a pothole, and the road just starts deteriorating. So, that's behind us today. Drowning out the normal highway traffic. You might still hear the occasional bird. The birds are out. It's a glorious day. Nice sunshine. We've had some overcast weather. Bits of unsettled rain showers here and there. It looks like it's going to be a glorious day today. So I hope this finds you well. Enjoying your day of this life. That kind of segues into the topic. So today, the reflections on day one versus day two. Manager at work had shared a letter to shareholders or stakeholders from Jeff Bezos on the day one mentality, and I think it's insightful. What it's not is one of the things that I occasionally, I think, railed here about when I was at a prior company. They were obsessed with, or at least there was an awful lot of conversation around business as usual. You know, and frankly, in this day and age, there is no such thing as business as usual. Business is constantly changing. Constantly changing. New challenges, new adjustments. But it also doesn't say that you can never change, you can never adjust. And that, I think, is the point that Jeff is trying to make with his day one approach. Everything is day one. The entrepreneur needs to, you know, start, establish. And there will be some processes that need to be done. There need to be a setup. They need to be followed. You know, you need to still have an approval cycle. You still need to have some accounting expenses accounted for, etc., because you still have reporting to do. There is no lack of paperwork. But the key, I think, is, are you obsessed with solving the business problem with a day one approach, always being open? Or are you obsessed with sticking to the book, business as usual? Because then if you don't build the process properly to adjust and still maintain the course so that you can still do the reporting, you're kind of stuck. You'll effectively take a road at some point in time that'll lead you nowhere. And that's likely one of the causes why, you know, X number of businesses have simply disappeared. They have not changed or adjusted to the internet and the role of being online, opportunity anywhere, anytime, and what that can do to their particular business, their particular customer base. You know, the likes of an Amazon, the likes of a Google. In another podcast, I'm trying to recollect exactly where. I think it was actually one of the Six Pixels with Mitch Joel. He had an interview, and I'll find the reference and include that in the links here. You know, retail as a particular, you know, needs to adjust. And the Alibaba model, where they really don't have warehouses, but they just facilitate the movement of goods from the various vendors, versus Amazon, which provides the infrastructure, but also provides the warehouses for the movement of goods. Two different models. Both can work. And the internet and the success of the companies is saying that both can work. So it's not necessarily this is the only way, but whatever it is, you need to figure out what you can do and how you can do it and how you can adapt and how you can adjust, and then stay true to your process. Stay true to the intent. Doesn't mean you never step off the line. It just, you know where you're stepping and why you're stepping, right? I find these are insightful because clearly in my current role, or the roles that I've been evolving to most recently, is either setting up processes or redoing processes. And I'm intentionally making the process somewhat adaptable, so it's not so strict. There is a basis, a grounding in the policies and procedures, the guidelines, but it also has to be adaptable. You know, you do have to adjust to the current, what is happening, the new challenges. Because if you try to go business as usual, you're just going to get left behind. So that's where we are today, this Friday. First Friday of June. Gorgeous day. The farmer's market opens here in Franklin today. Maybe the farmer's market is opening soon in your area as well. So you can buy local, eat local, help support the local, and so forth. So until next time, Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Be good. Take care. We'll catch you next time.